Welcome back, everybody, to the Campus Chronicle. I'm your host, Ball Knowledge Ben, and I'm back with my partner, Jaden Park. And first off, what a win by the Iowa women's basketball team last night, man. Just a great win last night. And so, what are your thoughts on the game, man? What did you think about how Iowa played last night?
I think they beat a great Baylor team. They're really showing that they can be up there in the big leagues.
Yeah, for sure, dude. I thought Iowa was going to lose, to be honest with you. I mean, I just didn't think that, you know, Iowa had all the, the firepower to win. And, you know, for Iowa to get out with that W, to be able to, just come out and show, you know, them why they're a better team, right? And hopefully the chit-chat right is okay. I really do. I hope that she's okay. I think she's going to be out for a little bit, but great player. And, shout out Ava Hyden, though, man. Ava Hyden's a dog, man. I mean, do you agree with that? I mean,
the next Monica Sinano.
I think so, too. I've been telling people, I think she's the next, like, Megan Gufson, Monica Sinano. I think she's the next great one. And I've been telling people, do you think Addie Deal should be starting for Iowa?
I haven't seen much of her.
She should be.
She doesn't really get to play much. I don't know.
She's a 5-star freshman. She's the most athletic guard that Iowa has. So, like, I don't know why she, you know, isn't playing and stuff like that. So, I don't know why she's not, you know, playing. And
Like Strumlo should start.
She's good. She's a dog, man. She hit a couple good shots last night, and shout out Taylor McCabe too, getting that game. How do you turn this up? By the way, I feel like this isn't
turn
like,
what up.
This.
What do you mean?
Oh, I feel like I can't hear myself like good enough, but yeah. So speaking of Taylor, both Taylors actually, Taylor McCabe and Taylor Shermo. Taylor McCabe getting that that game winning layup or that game sealing layup, and man, it just feels good. You know, as an Iowa fan, to see, Iowa get a hard-nosed win like that. You know, people didn't think that we would win. And, there we go. It was good to see, you know, Iowa come out with that win. And, I'm just really happy that we got the win, man. And it was a good win and a gritty, hard-nosed fought victory by Iowa. And speaking of that, the Iowa men beat Chicago State yesterday, 95-93-54. Did you... You know, watching the game?
Wasn't it on like Big Ten Plus or something?
Yeah, so do you have Big Ten Plus or no?
I didn't get to watch it. Did they win? They won?
Oh, yeah, yep. 93-54, yep. And it was kind of rocky at first. You know, Iowa was not making shots in the very first quarter. And Chicago State's an 0-5 team, right? You know, all we've talked about is, you know, how bad of a team Chicago State is. And, they were 0-5. Iowa came out second half, just dominated. I mean, Bennett Searcy only had 9 points last night. That's not good, man.
9 points?
Yeah, 9 points. But he'll still be a first-round pick. I firmly do believe that. And I'm going to say this before, and I'm going to say it again. I cannot wait to see what Iowa is going to do with McCollum. He's a good coach. But I think the only knock on him is that he should be starting off all for Garris and Brandon Housen. I mean, I really do. I think Housen is a... No hate on Cooper Koch. I think Housen is a better shooter than Cooper Koch. I think that Housen is a better player than Cooper Koch, and I think Cooper Koch should be coming off the bench, and I think Isaiah Howard should be coming off the bench too. So just a great win, and they have a test. The real test comes this Friday when we play against Ole Miss, November 25th, and that's gonna be the real test, right? To see how this team can play against good teams, and so if Iowa can win this game, that's gonna be able to prove that hey. You know, we can beat elite teams, right? You know, we can hang with these elite teams and we can beat them. And, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope that Iowa wins and I hope that, you know, we can take the next step into Iowa basketball because for so many years, you know, with Fran, we never took the next step. And year after year after year after year.
Like football.
Yeah, like it's not going to, like, we didn't think it would change, like, year after year with Fran. Same result after same result. Like, 15 years of the same mediocre stuff. Not going to Sweet 16, not getting the job done, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, this season, man. I think it's going to be fun, and you know what? Peyton McCollum has yet to play in a game. My classmate, guys, has yet to play one former game, and I think Peyton McCollum is going to redshirt. He's a good player, but I just think that, I think that he should redshirt. And
how long do you have? Like, what's the limit?
I think you can play like 5 games or something. Because remember Jordan Bohannon in 2019?
Yeah.
He played like 7 games, and then remember he left his shoes on the floor against Iowa State. Yeah, and then he just he left his shoes on the floor, and then I think he redshirted after that game, actually. So it was a good win by Iowa last night, and we got Ole Miss next November 25th on Thanksgiving. Hopefully that we can all watch it and that we can all, you know, just have some good time with our holidays and you know, enjoy it and watch Iowa get a victory. So it was a good win for the Iowa men and women's basketball teams last night. Going 2-0. You know, it always feels good to go 2-0. And speaking of Iowa football, man, we will both be in attendance for the final Iowa home game of the year against Michigan State. Where will you be sitting at?
It's like the top.
Where you sat against Oregon?
300-something.
I'm sitting in, so you know like where the three levels are? Yeah. I'm at the very first level, like way back. Yeah, so we have season tickets. So, it's going to be fun. And so what are your overall impressions of this game? Like, what do you think the result's going to be?
I hope it's a blowout because they're on like a three-game losing streak, right?
Iowa? Yeah. Two.
Two?
Mm-hmm.
They
should have beaten USC, bro. We just put this in. That was
USC
so frustrating.
And Oregon.
Yes. They should have beaten USC. They should be 9-1. Wait. So what are they right now? They should be 8-1. Iowa should be 8-1. The only loss being to Indiana. But yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, I think... Do you think Kirk should go? What do you think
yes.
about that? I do too. I think it's time.
He needs to retire.
The game is passed by, and it's not going to change as much as we wanted to. It's not. And why would he not challenge that Weijen call, bro? Why would he not, like, I don't get why he wouldn't challenge that. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's just, we can't keep going 27 years without a national championship, bro. Like, there have been coaches that have been coaching somewhere for 5 years and they already have a national championship. Like Ryan Day's been at Ohio State for 7 years and he's already has a national championship. Kirk's been there 20 more years and he has no national championships at all. And it's just, it's super frustrating that like people, are you tired of 8 wins every single year? Like I am. Like it's frustrating, right? And when you try out the same mediocre offenses every year, like at what point are you going to say, hey, we need to change, right? We need to change our quarterback. We need to. Excuse me. At what point do you need to say, hey, we need to get a new coach, right? We need to get a new regime in there. We need to get all the, you know, stuff in there. And yeah, man. So what are your thoughts on Kirk? Like, do you think like the game is passing by, or like what are your like thoughts?
He's just done for. Like, I don't even think he shouldn't have lasted this long as the coach.
He should have been here like 20 years, not 27 years. Like, bro, you're wrong. You're not wrong. It is the same thing every year. Like, when are you going to get tired of 8 wins every single year? Like, I'm tired of that. Like, when are Iowa fans going to realize that Kirk is not... Don't get me wrong. I love Kirk. He served his time, but he's not getting it done. He's just not getting it done, man. We haven't won one national championship. We've yet to win one Big Ten title. We just, it's not good enough, right? Mark Gronkowski comes here. You want to know something? Mark Gronkowski, the all-time winners quarterback, he has the most wins in college football by any quarterback. He has 4 touchdowns and 3 picks thrown. Like, let me say that one more time. 4 touchdowns and 3 picks. Like, I'm starting to believe that Iowa's where quarterbacks go to die. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I'm starting to believe that. I mean, do you believe in that?
Yeah.
I do too, bro. Like,
it's like, that's like the Madden curse, but for like Iowa.
Exactly. It is. Like, that's a good comparison for it. Like, it's the Madden curse, but it's for
like, you can have the best career ever and go to Iowa and it's just, you're just not going
to
be the same.
No, I don't. It's because of the scheme, right? And like, Kirk needs to retire and I think we need to get a fresh new coach in there. And I've seen enough for Kirk. I'm tired of 8 wins every year. We need to elevate the program. Yes, 8 wins is cool. Consistency is cool, but like, it's not good enough, right? And this day and age of college football, you can't play conservative. The good teams don't play conservative. The good teams take advantage of every single opportunity they have, and they don't look back. And I think Iowa needs to do that, and they haven't. And I'm very, very frustrated by the way Iowa football is moving. And you got to beat Michigan State. You got to beat Michigan State this Saturday. The game is at 2:30. I'll be in attendance. Mr. JJP over here will be in attendance. Hoping for a good game and hoping that the Hawks come out with the victory. Bro, if they beat Michigan State by 1 point, I'm going to be so mad, bro. We at least have to beat them by 2 touchdowns, maybe even more. Like, what do you think the score is going to be for the game?
A solid, like, 31-7.
I think that's what it will be, too. We have to score touchdowns. We have to get going early. Weijen has to have a good game. And I'm just so frustrated at Kirk why he would not review that Weijen call, bro. Like, his foot was I can literally see a picture. I've seen Iowa Barstool. Oh, it's crazy all week. Iowa Barstool has been like, we just put was in and stuff like that. Like, it's just, it's not good enough. And we need a change for Iowa football, right? And when are Iowa fans, when is Iowa going to realize that, you know, we're not going to take the next step with Kirk. We're not going to be a national championship level team. And it's not good enough, right? And it's frustrating as an Iowa fan to see the same thing year in and year out and it not changing. And, yeah, I'm tired of it, man. And it's hard, but, you know, once we get Kirk out of there, I think things will change. Who do you think could be the Iowa new head coach? If you were to pick somebody, who do you think could be the new coach?
Who's even available?
Well, they have LeVar Woods, who's a special teams coordinator, former Iowa linebacker. Seth Wallace was the interim coach last year for Illinois State when Kirk got suspended for apparently like doing some of McNamara. Bob Stoops is out there, former Oklahoma coach, went to Iowa. Hopefully he can come back and be the Iowa coach. Who else we got? Possibly Tim Lester, Iowa's offensive coordinator. I would not want him to be the head coach. Nope. Yeah, my partner over here, JKP, is shaking his head. I would not want him to be the coach either. Nope. No, thank you. He can't even do well at Western Michigan. How's he going to do well in the Big Ten? Like, he's just... I'm trying to think of some other coaching candidates we got. Are you looking up Iowa football coaching candidates? I'm trying to think of, like, former players that would want to come back and be the Iowa coach.
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
Just look up Iowa football coaching candidates here. I can look some up.
They got Phil Parker, LeVar Woods, Seth Wallace.
Phil Parker's older, though.
PJ Fleck?
No.
Who's that?
Minnesota coach.
What if Matt Campbell comes to Iowa?
That is not happening.
Kelvin Bell. Noah Shannon.
Noah Shannon. He is not. No.
I think they might just have to stick with Ferentz.
Bro, we can't keep... If Ferentz is the coach next year, I'm going to be already mad about this team, bro. Like, it's just... At what point are we going to realize that he's not the guy? And, yeah, man. So, yeah, it's frustrating, but we'll get over it. And speaking of that, Iowa High School football state championship games are tonight. Can you believe that? We're already at the end of the season already. Crazy, man.
You were just telling me about the Waukee Northwest season.
Yeah, like...
First week,
and now we're already here. It's gone by so quick, man, and... yeah, man, it's just... It's crazy. So we have... What did I tell you? Xavier would win, and look what happened. Xavier won. Did I say San Ansgar would win?
I have no idea.
They lost. I remember saying Xavier would win, but yeah... Dowling and Liberty play tonight. Are you going to be watching the game?
Tonight?
Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock.
I watch it, yeah. Isn't Liberty who beat Waukee Northwest?
Sadly, they beat us, but I have no hate. Go Liberty, trounce Dowling, beat them by a lot. Hopefully you guys win. You guys got a good game plan. I like their head coach, former Iowa player. I want them to do well, and yeah, man, and Let's go Liberty, baby. Let's go Liberty Lightning. The only time I'm going to cheer against my Wolves, you know, because we're not in the Iowa High School State Championship game anymore. And, let's hope Liberty wins. What do you think the score is going to be? Let's give me your game prediction here.
I got 28-24.
Liberty?
Dowling.
What? You think Dowling's going to win?
Yeah.
Boo, bruh. I've been telling people this. The only people that like Dowling are their fans. Nobody else likes Dowling, bruh. You like Dowling?
No, I don't like them, but I just don't believe in Liberty. That's the thing.
They have my brother is on the Northwest team, right? And he told me that Liberty, because they don't have any like tall guys on their team, he said the reason why they won is because they have a good game plan. Right, because they game plan good. And if they can game plan against Northwest good, or they need to game plan good against Dowling. I believe in the Liberty. They're led by former Iowa football tight end, Scott Chandler, who played in the NFL. I want him to do well, especially because he's a former Iowa football player. He's got a few Iowa former players on his staff. Keenan Davis, former Iowa receiver, is on the staff. And Nate Whelan, Mitch Whelan is on the staff. And yeah, man, go Liberty. Even though you went down in the win, I think Liberty's going to win. I think Liberty wins 30-24. I think it's going to be an instant classic game. I think it's going to be a hard-nosed, gritty victory, and I'm going to take Liberty here to win it. And so, yeah, speaking of that, do you want to talk about your stories that you got over there that we've been doing this week? And
you start. You have that story.
Hold up. Let me cross my stuff out here real quick. All right. So
that one right there.
Do you want me to talk about the stuff up here? All right, so this is by Alan Judge, Allison Judge. So we've been actually working on some stories here recently, me and Jaden have, and the whole Campus Chronicle staff. So this first one is, Denson retires with the legacy of public service. So I'm just going to read, like, the first paragraph. I'll just do that.
Sure.
All right, so the DMAC president, Robert J. Denson, will be retiring in December after 22 years of dedication to the role. He was the first in his family to receive a degree. His tenure has been committed to expanding opportunities in education. So what are your thoughts on this? You know, what are your thoughts on this guy retiring? And
I've only been here for like a year, so I don't...
Do you know who this guy is?
Yes, that's the president.
Yeah?
That's the president. But
like, what are your like thoughts on him? Like,
from my 1 year here, I think he's been pretty good.
How long is he?
22. Yeah.
It literally says in the first paragraph where I forgot it, but... So it says here he went to Iowa State University. He's from Homestead, Iowa. Don't know where the heck that is. Probably some small town, Iowa. He said he then worked as a dean of students later after being hired by the University of Florida. Go Gators, baby. This dude looks like he's hopefully he enjoys his retirement. And I wrote a paper, actually, on my Wolves having a strong year in athletics this year, and I see my guy laughing over here. It's all good. So maybe this just talks about, you know, Northwest, you know, my alma mater, you know, just you know, our good sports years that we've had. It talks about our football, it talks about our volleyball, it talks about our cross country team, boys and girls. No, it just talks about girls actually, but I talk about my experiences running cross country in here. It talks about our soccer team. You know, any Northwest sport, you name it, it's in here. I cover it. And, I'm just really, really proud of my Wolves and wrote a good story on it. I'm going to read three more here, and then we'll get to yours. So DMAC One Book author speaks at Antony Campus. So I'm just going to read the first paragraph here. Nikki Ehrlich, I think that's her name, the author of The Measure, spoke to a full audience at the DMAC Ankeny campus on Tuesday, November 4th in Building 5 at 10 a.m. The Measure is the 2025 section for the DMAC Library's One Book, One College, One Community. So Cordell wrote this, actually. Cordell is a friend of ours and someone that, you know, works with us, and this looks pretty good. I mean, it looks like Cordell did a pretty good job on this. And yeah, man. If you want to read all these stories, it will be up on thecampuschronicle.com. Look it all up on there, and got some good stuff. And my last two here, grinding down, and then we'll get the JJPs here. I know he's itching to share his stuff. So another one by Cordella, DMAC Theater, the Epinary and Intense Experience. I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs here. The Epinary by Kate Douglas was performed at the Ankeny campus in the Black Box Theater, located in Building 5. There were 7 performances from October 3rd to 12th. Seems pretty interesting. I mean, you know, I think we got to... Do you think DMAC has a good theater program?
Yeah, I think it's great.
You do too? Mm-hmm. You ever been to a performance? We should go in there sometime.
Yeah, we should.
We should go.
We should go to this one, right? That's coming up.
Yeah, we should go to this one and just interview the people. And
while they're acting.
You know who we need to go see? I told him we need to get him on. Shout out Jedediah, by the way, the GOAT. Will always be our best friend. We need to stop at a library and check out on our boy Jedediah, man. I actually saw Jedediah.
We should bring the podcast into the library.
But yeah, we should. Hey, guys. Shh. Hey, we're trying to be quiet here. But yeah, we should bring our stuff into the library and interview Jedediah himself. And that'd be funny, bro. But yeah, man. So my last one here, this is by Samantha Russell, another one that works here at the Ankeny campus. Campus View student housing gets facelift. Students with a keen eye may have noticed that the campus view looks a little bit different this fall. This is due to the ownership of the property changing hands over the summer. The property is now owned by Havercamp Properties, which is also known as Prairie Point. So, yeah, man, that's all my stuff, and now let's get to JJP's stuff now.
You gave me a lot to do here. Well, first of all, there's a study abroad program. They're going to London this spring. And applications are due soon, actually. I think it's...
Where are they going?
Huh? They're going to London. I just told you.
Oh, dang. London United.
I'm not even going to lie. It's too late to apply. But look out. Look out for next year.
Yep. Look out.
Or things. There's also a tattoo story by... You didn't give me the...
Whose podcast is this? Urban Vibe.
That's the Urban... You should have said that. Say that. Say
okay.
That.
So there is actually another podcast. I think this is... Isn't this the Urban Camping podcast?
Yeah.
They... So if you want to listen to it, go to www.urbanvibenews.com.
That's their website.
That's their website. But if you want to find podcasts on there, I've not listened to it. I will have to listen to some episodes and get us informed on that stuff. So keep going, Jaden. Sorry to interrupt you.
I have a tattoo story from Thomas Corgan from the Boone campus. He actually has his own tattoo.
He does? Which one is his? His is probably the messed up one on there, bro. Dang. Bro, who took that picture of the one that's all messed up, bro? That's crazy.
And there's a few other tattoos that you can see, and they also have their own website. It's not on here. So.
Speaking of tattoos, remember that guy that we went to that had a full back tattoo? Hey, if you're listening, whatever your name is, shout out you, man. You're a legend, man. We went to go visit you, man. You're a legend, man.
We also have the Ankeny Theater professor, Carl Lindbergh. He went to Chicago over the summer. He spent 10 weeks in Chicago at the Steppenwolf Theater Company. Also, author Jess Walter. Cordella wrote this one.
Mm-hmm.
Author Jess Walter was here. Speaking of his on the Ankeny campus on September 11th to discuss his new book, So Far Gone, answered a few questions for people.
Nice.
And Cordella also wrote this one. Kate and Sam are not breaking up, the actors at the DMAC Ankeny campus.
Shout out Cordella, by the way. Got some good stuff.
Also, former ambassador, what's his first name? Kenneth Quinn came to the Urban and Ankeny campuses.
You don't.
I don't know who that is.
Kenneth Quinn came to the Urban and Ankeny campuses to talk about his war and human experiences on October 30th, I believe it was. I was
yours
here
on
too.
Here. Which
that one
yours?
Right here.
This one.
Turn
that up. Now we're getting down to the good stories.
Nice. The ones by JJP.
JJP wrote these ones.
Himself.
We have a few flag football pictures.
Photos.
You know,
shout out JJP. Takes good
basketball.
Pictures.
You know, we're just getting into the rhythm of sports photography.
Yeah.
We also have a mental health piece for college athletes.
Who wrote that? You?
Me.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Of course. JJP. Photo illustrations. Everything. Multimedia editor. Jaden Park. And then we have a DMAC Hall of Fame piece on why DMAC should have a Hall of Fame.
And why they should... Their sports should be here in Ankeny.
It's all the way in Boone. I'm not going to Boone.
Yeah, bro. Nobody wants to go all the way to Boone.
We have a few, star athletes.
You want to name some of them?
There's Justin. We'll just go with Justin. I don't know how to say his last name. We have author Don Tate.
Corey Koski.
Corey Koski's on there. And
if you're a Twins fan, you should know who that is.
Bonnie Campbell.
Who?
Come on.
Ben. I don't know who that is. Who is that? What is she?
Bonnie Campbell was a 1982 graduate of Drake. She came here first. I don't know which campus. She
probably
built a
this
legal,
one.
Legal and political career after graduating. She was the first female attorney general in Iowa.
Nice. You know nice. No, I did not. That's cool, though.
And we have Dennis Albaugh. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, billionaire?
He owns most of Ankeny,
Bro's the mayor of Ankeny.
He basically is. And then we have Kevin Schneider. Sheriff.
Does he own DMAC?
He might.
He probably owns the whole entire DMAC land, bro.
And then Jason Momoa actually went to DMAC.
Shout out Jason Momoa. Good actor.
Biology.
Good actor.
But
you know what's crazy? Aquaman and Superman went to the same high school.
Really?
Yep. Brandon Routh. Yep. So, we got some good pieces. You know, Cordell, who we actually had on. What did we have her on? A couple weeks ago or something, a month. Cordell wrote some good stuff. Obviously, you know, your boy JJP wrote some good stuff. And I wrote a good article about my Wolves.
Back page, Ben.
Yep, back page, man. Hey, if you guys want to hear some sports and my stuff, flip all the way back to page 20. You would read my stuff. My good stuff about my Northwest Wolves. Come on now. Let's go Wolves, baby. But getting back onto the sports stuff. It's just some NBA talk. You know, how are your Lakers doing? And we talked yesterday, but
had to look. Still doing amazing.
I saw Bronny got a sign in the G League. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
The rookie, Adu Thero or whatever, and Bronny got assigned to the G League. I mean, they're just not giving him a chance, really. Like, I think it's better for him to play in the G League and get his experience up and everything.
Because, like, when he was in college,
just throw him straight into.
Yeah, that. Like when he was in college, like he didn't want to get experience because he didn't play a full season, right? He didn't
He had his heart problems and everything, and he never got to really play.
Yeah, exactly. Like he should have came back to school. You know, he really should have. And
But the Lakers are still 11-4. You know, Bronny's going to get his experience in the G League. He actually started one game when his dad was in the G League. Like, they put LeBron in the G League, and then they had
LeBron even play a full game for the G League or no?
He was just practicing. Like, he was just getting up to speed.
Oh.
But he's in the G League now. Hopefully, he can, like, get his talents up, you know, keep hitting his potential. But Luka and Austin Reeves is the greatest duo in basketball right now.
I agree with that.
They're the highest scoring duo.
How many points is Austin Reeves averaging?
28.
28? Then white boy from Oklahoma?
Luka has 35 a game.
Luka needs to win MVP this year. I firmly believe.
It's going to be Luka and Jokic.
Yes, I believe that. Did you see Jokic the other day? He dropped like 58 points. Dude, it's crazy. He's just like, I've told you this before and I'm going to say it again. The way Jokic plays the game is just so good, man. He plays the game. I think I actually told you this. I went to a Nuggets versus Nets game in Colorado. It was 2023. It was around my birthday. And I watched Jokic play, and he's just such a good player, man. Like, he plays the game in slow motion, right? And he just, like, I thought he had 15 points. I was like, he has 30? Like, he has 30 points? Like, dang, bro. Like, do you think Jokic is the best center of all time? Like, do you think he's top five?
I think he's top five. All right. He'll definitely get to
Shaq,
best center.
Kareem, Hakeem, Patrick Ewing.
I think he's better than Patrick Ewing right now.
I do too. Okay, who do you think he's? Okay,
I think Shaq's better than him. I think Kareem's better than him.
Hakeem's
better than him. He's like fourth right now.
What about Mutombo's better than him? No, not Mutombo. Mutombo's not. What about Bill Russell?
That's just before. He was playing plumbers back in the day. Like,
what? He played against Wilt. What do you mean?
Wilt's not better than him either. They don't even have game footage of his 100-point game.
Because it was the 1960s.
But they had footage of every other game. That's a conspiracy theory. I don't think it happened. I think it might have happened, but he was just hitting layups all game. That's not impressive.
Well, not many centers are good at shooting threes except for Jokic. But
No defense at all. Like, he's 7 foot. Like, I hope he would get 100 points on people that were like...
Who do you think the best center of all time is?
Shaq.
What about Kareem?
Shaq.
The Skyhook. No one could stop that. I think Shaq and Kareem are 1 and 2. Going back to Jokic, man, like he plays the game in a different speed than everybody else, and that's the thing. That's the difference between say your thoughts on this, but don't you think the reason why the European players are good is because they actually teach like the fundamentals and stuff, and like they break it down?
Yeah, and they get into the game when they're like not even the teenager yet. Like.
Yeah. That's why they're so good, because they play basketball for such a long time, and then once they work on their fundamentals. Whereas like guys like Kyrie are just focusing on like crossing people over and just shooting threes, where they actually work on fundamentals and stuff. And
Stephen Curry changed that. Like just when he started chucking up threes, now everyone wants to chuck threes.
Curry for three, bang! Who's the best announcer in the NBA right now?
The one that hits the double bang.
Like Brain?
Yeah.
Bang! But, so what are your thoughts on Jokic? You like him?
I personally don't like him.
Why?
But I know he's a great player.
Why don't you like him?
I just can't.
Like why? Like, just give me reasons why.
He's not a likable player to me.
Because he flops a lot?
It's just Jokic. Like, it's because he's always beating LeBron. Like, that's LeBron's kryptonite, so I can't...
It's because LeBron doesn't have a good team around him.
Well, he doesn't have someone to guard Jokic. Like, AD was not the answer to Jokic.
No, not even close.
So I just can't root for Jokic because he's always beating LeBron.
How many times has he beat LeBron in his career?
Like in a playoff series, like 3 times.
It's got to be more than 3. Because aren't the Nuggets and the Lakers in the same conference?
Like, yeah. Like he swept them 1 year. They went to like...
LeBron or Jokic?
No, LeBron's... I don't even think LeBron's ever... He's only beaten Jokic in the bubble.
So how can he be the GOAT if only beat him 1 time in the bubble?
What do you mean? That had nothing to do with the GOAT talk.
Bruh.
How can Michael Jordan be the GOAT if he never beat Larry Bird?
He did beat Larry Bird.
When?
He did.
Like in a playoff series?
Yeah, he did. He beat Magic Johnson. He beat Isaiah. He beat Magic Johnson. He beat
Kareem. I don't have ball knowledge on the 90s because I wasn't born.
He beat Karl Malone and John Stockton twice. He beat Gary Payton, and he never lost the finals. But
he also had Scottie Pippen.
He made Scottie Pippen a good player.
He had Dennis Rodman, too. I wish LeBron had someone like Dennis Rodman.
In my opinion, there'll never be another Dennis Rodman again. There just won't be. Dennis Rodman changed the complexity of rebounding forever in the NBA. Like, don't you agree with that? Like, Dennis Rodman was, like, how tall? Like, 6'8 or something? He was, like, 6'8, and this dude would average, like, 45 rebounds a game, and he averaged, like, 1 point a game.
He would
like,
just go out there just to get
rebounds. No, and then the next day, he would go out and party, and then he would come back, and he'd get, like, 70 rebounds. Like, dude, this dude is a savage, bro. Like, he's just... Remember MJ in The Last Dance? If Dennis wants to tell me something, I know it's something I don't want to hear. Like, he's just... Dennis Rodman is such a great player, and he's just like, you know what I mean? Like, he would go out. Remember in The Last Dance, he said he would go out and party, and the next day he would just drop like 70 rebounds. Like, this dude is just crazy, bro. I don't know how he does it, but there will never, ever, ever be another Dennis Rodman again in the NBA, in my opinion. There just won't be. I mean, Dennis Rodman changed the NBA with his rebounding forever. I mean, I think the way that he rebounded and the way that he changed the game, I don't think there'll ever be another person like him. And, so yeah, man. So my Bears, man. We had the
who do they play?
Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, I hope that you do play so we can beat down on you by a lot. We're gonna beat you at home versus the Steelers. The game is at 12:00. I hope my Bears whoop up on the Steelers like we did against the Vikings and get to 8-3. You know, hopefully that we can keep being in first place in the division and bro, we cannot lose the 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry, but we just can't.
I'm getting the feeling. I don't know. He's going to be like, I still own you.
If he does that, bro, if we win the game and he says that, bro, and he goes on them. Here's the thing that annoys me, right? Aaron Rodgers acts like that everything's okay, but then he'll go on the Pat McAfee show and he'll say it's not, and he'll act like it's not okay. Like, my bad. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Aaron Rodgers, he goes on the Pat McAfee show, and then he has a problem with everybody, and then he'll act like that nothing happened, and it's just, like, it's really, really frustrating to me, and it's just, yeah, man. So hopefully that my Chicago Bears take down the Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, we're going to get revenge for losing to you for so many years. You do not own us anymore. We own you, and Pittsburgh Steelers, you better watch out, because, yeah, man. My Chicago Bears are going to beat on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Chiefs play the Colts.
Doesn't get easier from here. Does not get easier from here. What are your thoughts on that game? Who do you want to win it in?
I want the Colts to win. But
is it in Indianapolis?
It's in Kansas City.
I might actually go to that game because I'm going to be in Kansas City for Thanksgiving. So
you might as well just go to the game.
I mean, do you think the Chiefs win this game? Be honest with me.
I would hope they would. Like, they're supposed to.
I don't know if they're going to be able to stop Jonathan Taylor.
They're expected to win the game. Like, they have the odds in their favor. Like,
I don't know if they're going to be able to stop.
No, like, they're favored, but I don't think they're going to be able to stop Jonathan Taylor.
I don't either.
And they still have Tyler Warren, too.
Who the Bears should have taken.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Colson Loveland, which was a mistake by the Bears. Don't get me wrong. Colson Loveland's a good player, but Tyler Warren is changing the game for tight ends right now. I mean, he just is, man. And, So yeah. So what do you think the biggest problem with the Chiefs is this year? Like, why are they struggling? Why are they, you know, why aren't they like they used to be?
It's just their defense. Their defense not locked in. And bro, he doesn't have him rushing the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't understand why he doesn't do that. Like, that's what's been working for him. Why doesn't he blitz the quarterback? Like, if you're a good defensive coordinator, you would blitz the quarterback. Like, I don't understand why. Like, it's just, do you think that they don't have the playmakers to blitz the quarterback, or what do you think it is? I just think that it's...
He has the playmakers. They're there. Like, they got Karlaftis.
They got Jones, Karlaftis.
Chris Jones. They got Chanel.
Chanel's good. They got Nick Bolton. Chamari Connor, they got Trent McDuffie. Blitz the quarterback, Spags. Like, Jesus. Like, it's just... You need to start blitzing the quarterback
like,
more.
The thing is, the thing that won them the games last year, they're losing those games.
What?
Like... the way that they were winning games last year, they're losing this year.
Exactly. They are. They're not blitzing the quarterback. Penalties are a lot different. Like, you know Juwan Taylor? Like, yeah. here's a good definition for him. Walking flag. That's what he is. He's a walking flag.
That's just like Riley Moss.
Okay, bro. Okay, don't be hitting on my Iowa dudes. Come on now. But, bro, I think the reason why Riley Moss got so many flags on him is because he's white. I mean, do you agree
with
that?
They just see him down the field.
Hey, dude, you're white. Flag.
They don't want another Cooper DeJean.
No. Cooper DeJean is... You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
I love that song. But who do you think is better? Who do you think will have a better career, Cooper DeJean or Riley Moss?
Cooper DeJean.
I do, too. I just think Cooper DeJean's a more...
He has a pick in the Super Bowl on his birthday.
Yeah, he does. Riley Moss is older, but I just don't think that he's...
He's a good player. He's just not Cooper DeJean.
No, he's not. Good player, but not Cooper DeJean. And,
I think they should put Cooper DeJean on offense a couple times.
Something. They did it. They did it for one play, and then that was it. And then look what happened. He got injured in practice. Like, it's frustrating. Like, it's just...
Actually, Cooper DeJean caught an interception against the Lions last week.
Yeah, I did see that. Did he take it all the way, or...? No.
He got stopped before.
What do you think is wrong with Mahomes? I don't think it's Mahomes' fault. I think it's just his O-line. It's just like, Kelsey's getting older. Their O-line can't
it's
hold up.
It's just the whole team.
Yeah. Kelsey needs to... You know what annoys me about Kelsey? He needs to lock in and stop focusing on T-Swift, bro. Focus on T-Swift in the offseason. Like, my God.
He needs to retire.
He does need to retire. After the season, Kelsey needs to retire. He's not his old self. He needs to retire. And... You can enjoy T Swift once you retire, man. Focus on football right now. Don't stop focusing on all that other stuff. Focus on football right now. Stop focusing on T Swift. You can focus on tweets this in the offseason all you want to. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating that we're not it's not going the right way for the Chiefs. And
who do you think the MVP is for the season? Like, what are your top four?
Drake May. Speaking of that, did you see the Bills last night?
Yeah, they sucked.
You lost. What happened?
They converted a 4th-and-27 for no reason.
You lost to Davis Mills.
Davis Mills is crazy.
He's garbage, bro. He's terrible. Bro, you can beat the Patriots, but you lost to Davis Mills? Let me say that one more time. Davis?
They lost to the Patriots, too, this season.
They did?
Yeah.
Who did they just beat recently? Oh, the Bucs.
Yeah.
You lost to Davis Mills, bro. How? Okay, I think Drake May's up there. Josh Allen. I think Mahomes gets it going.
I don't even know if Josh Allen's up there anymore.
I didn't even watch the game last night. Did you watch it?
He threw two picks. Did he I watched like the last half.
He did?
He threw two picks.
How? D'Amico Ryan's got them dudes working, bro.
And he got sacked 8 times. That was like the most in his career.
Are you serious?
That was more than Caleb Williams in his freaking rookie season. Oh my God.
Oh my. And he's an MVP. Do you think Josh Allen should have won MVP last year?
Nah.
I think Lamar should have won.
It's just like voter fatigue. Like, they
I think the reason why he got it is because I felt bad for him 2 years in a row losing to Lamar. So they had to give it to him. Kind of like with Embiid. They gave him the MVP because they felt bad for him losing to Jokic 2 years in a row.
And they just get tired of voting. Like, because, like, the greatness happens, like, every single year. Like, Lamar and
Mahomes.
Jokic. Like, Jokic has the same, like, stats. Like,
how many MVPs does he have? 3? Jokic?
Yeah. Like, he has, like, the same stats, and, like, they act like that's expected of him.
Yeah. Jokic should have 4 MVP awards.
But, like, if you compare that to any other season in NBA history, that's probably, like, the best season ever. They gave it to Embiid.
Like I said, they only gave it to Embiid because they felt bad for him losing to Jokic. Like, that's the only reason why. And, yeah, man. Okay, so going back to what I said. Drake May. I think the way Patrick Mahomes is playing, I think he'll eventually... Here's a hot take. I think the Chiefs make the playoffs. I really do. I think the Chiefs make the playoffs. I think the Chiefs get back to... I think the Chiefs get a win against the Colts. And okay, so Drake May. Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes. Should I put Derrick Henry in there?
No.
John?
He's not doing it. I'd put Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. And then who else should I put in there? Got to be another quarterback. Oh, Matthew Stafford. Put Stafford in.
He's up there.
Do you actually think 37-year-old Matthew Stafford could win MVP this year?
I think he could.
I mean, he's got his team rolling.
He has 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Crazy. Throwing to Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua, Tyler Higbee, and What are your thoughts on Stafford? Do you like him as a quarterback?
I think he just rotted in Detroit for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's the Lions. Like,
he just had a Calvin.
Could you
Johnson
imagine how he would have dealt with Ben Johnson and his system and Dan Campbell? Like,
he would have won like 3 championships.
He would have. But okay, who do you think's better, Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford?
Stafford.
I do too. I just think that
Goff scored 3 points in the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, but it is the Patriots.
It's crazy.
That's his first time being there, though. You can't really blame him. Like, it's just
like if Stafford had those Rams teams, I promise you he would have won. If he had Todd Gurley, he's winning the Super Bowl.
Speaking of that, whatever happened to Todd Gurley?
He just fell off.
He had one good season with the Rams. Oh, no. Didn't he go to the Falcons for a year and then he just fell off?
Yeah.
But
he fell off with the Falcons. Wait, was he on the Madden cover? Is that why? I think he
I think he might have been. It was like 14 or something.
He was. Look. The Madden curse is real.
Oh. Can you name the last 5, the last 10 Madden covers?
The last 10?
Mm-hmm.
This season was Lamar. It's not Lamar. It was Saquon, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
My bad.
2024.
Saquon. And then Lamar?
Nope. Reigning MVP.
Huh?
Reigning MVP.
Josh Allen.
Yeah. 2023 was... Who's... I gotta look this up.
2023? That was like CMC, right? Christian McCaffrey?
You know what? I think... No, wait.
One of them was Christian McCaffrey.
Let's look up 2023 Madden cover.
Because it was like he was...
Oh, no.
It was him. It was Madden, wasn't it?
Yeah, John Madden. Yeah, 2024 was...
It was like Josh Allen.
No, 2025 was CMC. No, 2026. 2026 is Saquon.
Yeah.
2025 was CMC.
Yeah.
2024 was Josh Allen.
Yeah.
2023 was John Madden. 2022 was Mahomes and Tom Brady. 2021 was... Shoot.
That was Lamar, wasn't it?
I think it... Wasn't it? It had to be.
Because 2021 was
Yeah. 2021 was Lamar.
2020 was Patrick just
no,
by himself.
Yeah. Yep. And then 2019 was... Who's 2019? Wasn't it Antonio Brown? I think I have that, actually.
2019?
I think that was Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Was it? Yep.
This is like ball.
Yep, right here.
It was like ball knowledge back. And then it was like
2018 was Tom Brady, I think.
2017, one of them was Odell.
Gronk.
Yeah, 2014 was Odell.
2015 was Odell.
Yeah.
2017 was... 2017 was Gronk. Yep, Gronk right here.
This is like back... You know the 2K ones?
Okay. Look them up.
Okay.
All right. 2026 is... Oh, God. I don't have 2026. I have 2025.
You just won MVP.
Oh, Shea.
Yeah.
Shea, 2025 was D-Book.
25?
No, who was 2025? Oh, Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum. So, Shea, Jason Tatum. 2024 was... What team is he on?
He's not on a team right now.
2024?
Retired. 2024.
Oh, Kobe.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, by the way. 2023 was the book.
Yep.
2022 was... I should know this. I have, like, every single 2K cover from, like, 2025. From 2025... I have every single 2K cover from, like, 2018 on. Okay. So, what are we at now? 2022? 2022 was... Ooh. What team is he on?
The Lakers.
Luka?
Yeah.
Was he really on 2022? Yeah. 21 was... What does his name start with?
D.
It's not Devin Booker.
Nope.
It's not the... Oh, De'Aaron Fox.
No.
It's not Domantas Sabonis.
No.
Where did he go to college?
Weber State.
Oh, Damian Lillard. That was 2021?
Yeah.
2020 was Giannis, right?
Mm-mm.
2019 was...
Mm-mm. 2019 was Giannis.
2020 was...
He's on the Mavs. He's always hurt.
Oh, Anthony Davis.
Yep.
2018 was... Wasn't it Curry?
2018?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Who's...
He's on the Mavs, too. He's hurt.
Clay.
He's hurt. Like...
Kyrie. 20. We'll do two more. 2017 was. Wasn't that KD or Paul George?
Paul George.
Oh, damn. Okay. 2016 was.
That's the best 2K ever. 16.
A LeBron.
Mm-mm. Like, I'm not saying cover wise. I'm just saying, like. It was like. KD. It was like three people, I think.
Was it actually? Do you have it pulled up right now?
Hold on. I got it. Yeah.
KD?
Okay. There's like. I mean, you can say three people for it. It's like it's a weird
couple. Are they all in the Hall of Fame?
No. They're gonna all be in the Hall.
Are they still playing?
Yeah, they all are still playing.
Kevin Durant?
No.
Chris Paul?
No. Well, you said one of them already, like
Kevin Durant?
No, like one of them is on the Mavs. He's hurt.
Anthony Davis.
Uh-huh. Who won MVP 2016?
KD.
No. 2016.
Steph Curry.
Yep. And then
Okay, so Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, and...
Who won 2018 MVP?
Oh, Harden.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see it.
Hmm. You're like all three on it.
All right, do you know 2015? I think that was KD.
Yeah.
Can you name the last 10 NBA MVPs?
I got that.
All right. Start with this year.
Shea.
Yep.
2025 was... Jokic.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Let me look it up to just check you. I don't want to.
I don't know.
All right.
Because Jokic won back to back in like 2020.
All right. NBA most valuable player. All right. Hold up.
Who won in.
All right. Go ahead.
Shea.
Yep.
Jokic.
Yep.
2024 was.
This is 2020. So Shea won a 2024-2025 season.
Okay.
Jokic won at 2023-2024.
Okay, so it's 2025 is basically Shea.
Yep.
Okay, so Shea, Jokic, Embiid.
Yep.
And then it was Jokic back to back.
Yep. There you go. That's ball.
So what are we at right now?
We are at 2019-2020.
So Giannis back to back.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. There we go. Well, do you know what years?
He won 2019-20 and then 2018-19.
Yep.
And then before that, it was Harden.
Yep. And then his teammate on the...
And then before that, it was Westbrook. Yep. That's 2017-18 or
2016-17.
2016-17. So 2015-16 was Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, it was Curry.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2013-14. That was...
It was on the Rockets.
2013-14 is KD.
Yep.
And then before that, it was back-to-back LeBron.
Yep.
And then it was Derrick Rose.
Yep. Okay, there we go.
I can keep going. Hold on.
Keep going. I want to see you keep going. I want to see how much.
So that was 2010-11.
Yep.
Derrick Rose. Before that, it was back to back LeBron. That was 08-07.
Nope.
08-09.
Mm-hmm.
08-09 and then 09-10.
Yep.
Was back to back LeBron.
Wait. Was he on the Heat then? He's on the Cavs.
No, he's on the Cavs.
Did he ever win an MVP on the Heat? Yeah, he did twice.
So we're at 07-08.
Yep.
So the 08
MVP. He's dead. Yeah, he's not alive anymore.
Kobe.
Yep.
And then...
This guy was a famous Mavericks player.
07...
Best Mavericks player of all time.
07... 06, 07?
Yeah.
Dirk?
Yep.
05, 06.
He was a coach for the Nets.
Steve Nash.
Yep. Twice.
Yeah, back to back?
It was 04, 05, 05, 06.
Okay. 05,
04... I'm not giving you any more.
03, 04?
Mm-hmm.
That's low-key, like, in the area. That's the ballpark.
He played with Paul Pierce.
03, 04. KG?
Yep. There we go. KG.
0203. When are we getting to like AI?
Pretty close here, actually.
0203 is. I'm tapped.
Tim Duncan won it twice. And 0102 and 0203.
When was AI?
2001. And then do you know the one after that?
After
Possibly
AI?
The best MVP season of all time.
Shaq.
Yep, Superman. And then it was possibly, you could argue, the best power forward of all time.
Tim Duncan, again? Dirk. Didn't win it. He didn't win it twice.
Karl Malone.
Oh.
All right, we're done now. Okay. All right, how about NFL?
MVPs?
Yeah.
Wait,
let me look it up. Okay. Let me look it up so we're not. All right.
This is low-key, like, difficult. NBA was low-key easy.
But now you have two leagues, though. That's the problem. So.
Tell me when you're ready.
All right, hold up. I'm not ready yet. I will tell you when.
We didn't have an MVP in 1938.
That's a long time ago.
All right. Here we go.
You ready?
Yep. All right. You have to name both leagues. Wait, no. Remember, there is no both leagues. Just
yeah, Josh okay. Allen.
Yep.
And then it goes Lamar.
Yep.
So that's like 2023. 2022 was Pat.
Mm-hmm.
2021, Lamar again.
Nope.
2021 was Mahomes?
Nope. He's old.
Tom Brady?
Nope. He's still in the league.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
And then it was Lamar again?
Nope. It was
Pat.
Nope.
Aaron Rodgers again?
Yeah.
He went back to back?
Yeah.
Then with the Packers?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. So 4-3-2-1. So we're at 2020?
Yes.
2020 was... How many MVPs does Patrick Mahomes have? Doesn't Lamar have two?
Lamar has two. Should have three, but...
That was Patrick Mahomes, 2020.
No, that was Aaron Rodgers. 2022 was Patrick Mahomes, and another time. All right, so Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers.
Patrick Mahomes.
Nope.
Lamar.
Yep, and then...
Patrick Mahomes.
Yep, and then...
Where are we at? 2018?
Yep. No, 2017.
2017? That was Tom Brady.
Yep.
2016?
I don't think you're going to get this one.
Matt Ryan.
Dang. That's okay. Ball knowledge. There we go.
With Julio Jones.
Yep. Who's the one for that?
2015?
Played at Auburn University.
Cam Newton.
Yep.
2014?
Hold up here. No. Matt Ryan was 2016. Cam Newton was 2015.
2014?
Oh, my God. He won it again in 2014?
Oh, Tom Brady?
Aaron.
Oh, and then did he win back-to-back again?
Nope. Mm. How many MVPs
he has four.
He has
four.
Yep, four. 2011 to... Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. I just gave you one. That's not good. 2011, 2014, 2020, 2021.
That's too far. I gotta study up on my MVPs.
All right. Who won it before that?
2013?
His family's pretty famous in the NFL.
2013?
Yeah. He's like got a big football family.
It doesn't help.
Yes, it does. His brother played quarterback in the NFL. His dad played quarterback.
Oh, Peyton Manning?
Yep. And then before 2012? This, it wasn't a quarterback.
2012?
Yeah.
That was Adrian Peterson.
Yep. 2011.
That you said it was Aaron Rodgers.
2010.
2010 is
the GOAT.
Tom Brady.
Yep. He only has three NFL MVP awards. That's crazy.
It's just like Jokic. They didn't want to give it to him.
Why?
They felt bad for other people. That's too far back before my...
All right. What year were you born? 05?
06.
What part of 06? Like March of 06? Or?
July.
Dang. So you were July?
I know who won my... It was like... LaDainian Tomlinson, right?
That's who won ball knowledge right there. All right, we missed a couple. All right, who won it in 2010?
Tom.
And then 2009 again was
Tom.
Nope.
He won back.
Football family again.
Oh, Peyton Manning.
Yep.
How many does he have? Three.
He has five.
What the heck?
I think he's one of the best quarterbacks of all. All right, again, 2008 was Peyton Manning. He's got a lot. All right, 2007, the year I was born.
He won it again?
Nope, Tom Brady.
And then it was LaDainian Tomlinson?
Yep, LT. 2005, I don't know if you're going to get this. He was a running back. He played for the Seahawks. I'm telling you right now, it's not Marshawn Lynch.
I see him. It's like, tell me.
Sean Alexander. 2004 was
Peyton Manning.
And
what do you mean and?
There was another MVP.
There was co-MVP?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning and
I don't think you're ever gonna get this, but you can try.
He played quarterback?
Yeah, he was a lefty. On the Titans.
Who?
Steve McNair. 2002 was Played for the Chiefs, played for the Raiders, was a quarterback, kind of short dude.
Kind of short dude?
Yes.
Who?
Rich Gannon.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
No bone.
Okay, who won it in 2001? Was back in groceries, the high B.
That's Kurt Warner.
Yep. 2000 was... All right. No, we're not doing it.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
Can you name... So we've done NFL. Can you name MLB MVPs? Let's see if we can...
That's not... That's two leagues, too. That's...
Oh, okay. Let's do WNBA.
Oh, I don't know about that either.
You could try. You could try. I believe in you. All right. Who was the most recent MVP?
Most recent was Asia.
Wait, hold on. Okay, yeah.
Most recent was Asia.
And then again.
And then Asia again.
Yep. 2023, went to UConn. Possibly considered one of the best college basketball players of all time. Yep, Brandon Stewart.
And then did Asia win again?
Yep. Dang, that's ball right
there.
And
then 2021?
2021. JJ is her initials.
Jonquil Jones?
Yep, there we go. And then 2020 was?
How many? Asia again?
She has four MVP awards. She's only been in the league for 6 years. She has four MVP.
2019? Does Brianna Stewart have another one?
Nope. EDD is her initials.
Elena Deladon.
Yep. And then 2018 was Brianna Stewart. 2017 was Sylvia Fowles. 2016 was Neko Kumike. 2015 again was Elena Deladon. 2014 was Maya Moore. 2013 was Candace Parker. 2012 was Tina Charles. 2011 was Tamika Gatchings. 2010 was Lauren Jackson. How many MVPs did Diana Taurasi win? She only won one?
She only won one. How many does Sue Bird have? Zero?
Let me check here.
I know she has like some finals MVPs.
She doesn't have one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She doesn't it's crazy. Have one. Bro,
Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi are like LeBron and Curry.
You know what's crazy? Sue Bird is like the WNBA's Drew Brees. Like, literally. One of the most consistent players of all time, but never won an MVP. Do you think Drew Brees is one of the most underrated quarterbacks of all time? Yeah. I do, too. I mean,
he's like top five.
You think he's top? Okay.
He's top 10.
Peyton Manning,
There's
Tom
Peyton
Brady.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady.
Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know if he's there yet.
Patrick Mahomes.
I'd put him at five if you're going to put him in top
He's
five.
Better than Drew Brees.
Who else do you got?
Okay. Tom Brady.
Peyton Manning.
Joe Montana. Brett Favre. John Elway. Troy Aikman. Terry Bradshaw.
I don't like Troy Aikman above Drew Brees.
I'm getting there. Drew Brees.
I'd say Drew Brees is like top 10.
Let me finish.
You need me to tell you some names?
Yes, some old guys. Bunch of like old
Dan Marino.
Yep, Dan Marino's got to be up there. Best pocket passer of all time, Dan Marino.
You said Joe Montana?
Yep.
John Elway?
Yep.
Did you say Rodgers? You think Rodgers is better than him?
Do I think Rodgers is better than Dan Marino? No.
What about Drew Brees? Like, do you think Aaron Rodgers is better than Drew Brees?
I mean,
rings. Does Drew Brees have a ring? Did he win one?
Yeah, he did one. Aaron Rodgers only—they have the same amount of rings. I think Drew Brees is better than Aaron Rodgers. I think he's more consistent. So my top 10: Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, Drew Brees, John Elway, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw,
Steve Young.
Steve Young, and
You said Troy Aikman?
Ken Stabler. Who's yours? Let me hear yours.
Tom Brady.
Patrick Mahomes is up there, too.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, Joe Montana, Drew Brees. Loki, I'm putting Kurt Warner up there.
What?
I'm putting Kurt Warner. I just like Kurt Warner. Warner's a GOAT.
Okay.
Like fan, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
I put him at 10. Troy Aikman.
Yep.
Terry Bradshaw.
Bro, people have been criticizing Trey Aikman for his announcing, bro. Like, I don't.
Steve Young. I mean, there's like, who else are they going to get on the
Yeah, who broadcast? Else? Like,
and who did I say? Aaron Rodgers is number 10.
What about
Patrick Mahomes is 11.
You think Aaron Rodgers is better than Patrick Mahomes?
Right now.
Mahomes has more MVP awards. He's a better pocket passer. He's a better runner.
I just need to. It's just the fact that I don't like Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think anybody likes Patrick Mahomes, but like, you got to respect how talented he is. All right, can you name what high school Patrick Mahomes went to?
High school?
Yeah, it's in Texas.
I've seen it because his girlfriend, I mean his wife, was
Brittany.
Yeah, they had a picture together.
Yeah,
I can see the picture, but I don't know the high school.
White House High School. They're the Wildcats. He, you know what's crazy?
He went to Texas. Texas Tech.
And you know what's crazy? Do you know who the quarterback was his freshman year when he first came in? You know this.
Texas Tech?
Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield was the quarterback?
He came in. So you know what's crazy is that.
And then didn't they play each other?
No, yeah, yeah.
Best, at Oklahoma, Texas Tech?
Yeah, that's like that. They scored like 55 points in that game. That's classic Texas football for you right there. Like that's an example of good Texas high school football. And yeah, man. So, who are your top five NBA players of all time?
Of all time?
Yeah.
LeBron, Michael Jordan. I'd put them together.
Okay. I wish you said you put them together. If you were to say, I would put MJ at second, then.
Kareem.
Okay. Would you put Curry up there? Do you think Curry's better than Magic? I do.
Yes.
But, you know what the thing is? Is like, Curry changed the game with the shooting. People don't think he's the best point guard of all time. Like, but that's just nonsense to me.
LeBron, Michael Jordan, Kareem.
Curry, KD. You put KD up there?
He's top 10. I'll do top 10.
All right.
Michael Jordan, LeBron, Curry, Kareem, Shaq, KD, Tim Duncan, Dirk because he beat the GOAT.
But he only beat him one time.
I'm missing someone big.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
I'm missing someone big.
Hakeem?
I'm missing two people, I feel like.
Bill Russell?
Nah, I don't like. I'm not big on Bill Russell.
You're not?
I feel like Kobe.
Oh, that's duh. That's who I'm missing. Kobe. Obviously, you got to put Kobe
in
there.
And then I finish it out with. Who did you say? Hakeem.
Yeah, Hakeem Olajuwon. All right, here's mine. MJ number one, Kobe number two, LeBron three, Steph Curry. This is in no particular order, okay? This is just my order. MJ, LeBron, Kobe, Steph Curry, Shaq, Kareem, Tim Duncan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Kevin Durant, and Magic Johnson. It's my 10. So where we agree at, don't you have Curry, you have Hakeem in there, you have Kareem, we both have Kareem.
Shaq.
We have Tim Duncan, Shaq, MJ, LeBron, Kobe. I think we have the same list pretty much. What about WNBA players? Who do you think the GOAT is?
Asia.
I do too. I think Asia is on track to becoming a WNBA GOAT. Like I firmly believe that. She, you know what's crazy? She's not even 30 years old yet. She already has four MVPs. Like it's crazy.
I think it's like Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird are tied right now for the GOAT, but Asia Wilson's
good. Here's the thing. I think Caitlin Clark will become the GOAT. Her and Asia are going to be.
They both were number 22. You know that?
I'm just saying. Just saying, man. They both were number 22. Speaking of that, hopefully Caitlin Clark can get back for a couple of games for Iowa women this year. I mean, hopefully that. Did you see she was golfing with Sophie Cunningham and Lexi Hall? They were like her caddies and stuff. Yeah, that was cool. That was really cool. Where was she golfing at? I saw it was like Nelly Korda or something. Yeah. I don't know like who was.
Nelly Korda's like a really good women's player.
Is she really? I don't really watch golf. Like, do you watch golf at all? Or?
It's like my brother is into golf. So
he is? Do you know who his favorite golfers are?
Tiger Woods.
He likes Tiger? Just Tiger?
He likes
Scotty.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Bryson, what about Scotty?
He kind of don't like.
Didn't Scotty just win the Masters, or was that Bryson? I think it was Scotty actually.
I don't know.
Do you watch the Masters at all? Or?
Yeah, he makes me watch them. That's all he
watches. Watch the Masters with me. Where did he go? Where did he go to college?
He went to Iowa Central first, then he went to Grandview.
Did he play sports there? Or when he
played golf, that's what he played.
Is he good?
He was pretty good.
How many
he
years?
Won, like, They won something big.
How many years older is he than you?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, my. So you're 19, and he's... When you turn 20?
July, and he turns 30 in August.
Damn. He could be your... Oh, no. He could not be your dad, bro. Forget I said that. You know what's crazy? You could have a 39-year-old dad, bro. I mean, you could, right? Yeah, man. So who's your favorite part of the Iowa women's team? I just want to know this real quick.
On the Iowa women's team?
Yeah. Mine's Hayden.
My, like, fan favorite is Jada Giamfi, you know her?
Yep, Johnston. Yep, of course, yep.
She's always, like, hyping him up and everything.
You see, do you listen to our podcast, too, Fresh Talk? Yeah.
And then my, like, actual favorite is, like, I like Hannah Stolke.
I think Stolke needs to play with a little bit more toughness. Yeah. I think she's kind of...
Like, sometimes at the start of the game, she don't be... Like, she don't think that, like, she can just dog all over people. Like,
yeah.
She's a dog.
She is. Like, But mine's Hayden. I mean, like we've said, I think she's the next Megan Gustafson. I think she's the next Monica Sonnano. I think she's the next great, you know, Iowa post that they've had. And
I like Taylor McCabe, too.
Oh, shooter. Sniper from three, yep. Bro, McCabe shot so many air balls last night, bro. Did you see that? Oh, my God, bro. Jesus. Do I think Taylor McCabe needs to be starting? No, I don't. You know who I think should be coming off the bench is... So here's what I think Iowa's starting lineup should be, right? Ava Hayden, Emily Rodriguez, Addie Deal, Chichette Wright, and Hannah Stolke. Do you agree with that?
I think Strumlow should be in there somewhere.
Over Emily Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Okay.
After last night's game, I don't want to see Emily Rodriguez.
Bro, I thought she was about to lose the game, bro. Oh, my God.
Kept turning the ball.
All right, here we go. Ava Hayden. Mm-hmm. Hannah Stolke. Chichette Wright. Addie Deal.
Yeah. Well, now someone's going to have to step up because Chichette Wright's going to be out.
Yeah, Addie Deal. And or it's going to have to be Tara Strumlow is going to step up, too.
Is she like a sophomore?
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to Tegan Mullaney? What happened to her? Is she hurt or something? Do you even know who that is?
Nah.
She's on the team, but...
I've never heard.
Never heard of that thing.
What did you say?
Tegan Mullaney. She's from McFarland, Wisconsin.
McFarland?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know the movie McFarland USA?
No.
You don't know that?
Well, who's in it?
I have no idea.
Speaking of that, who's your favorite actor?
I couldn't tell you.
Adam Sandler?
Nah.
You don't like Adam Sandler?
It's like, he's like top five for sure.
Denzel?
No, I like who's the one that's always in like the Marvel movies?
Chris
and like he's everywhere. Jr.? No, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, you like him?
He's everywhere.
Mine's probably Adam Sandler. I like him. He's cool. Do you look up Tegan Mullaney?
Yeah, I'm trying to find her on the roster.
She's on the roster. She's number 55. She's the last one.
Luca Garza?
Luca Garza's sister. She's from McFarland, Wisconsin.
She played when they played you and I last.
That's it?
Yeah. She played you and I in Drake games. That's all she played.
I think they're
just not playing her.
What are your thoughts on Jan? Do you like her as a coach?
Yeah.
I think she's fine. What about Ben McCollum? You like him?
Yeah. He's a good coach.
Way better than Fran will ever be.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what I can tell? Fran, this is hard to believe, actually. Ben McCollum was a better coach than Fran before he even played one game. And I'm serious. For Fran, defense was optional. With Ben McCollum, it's either you play defense or you don't play. Like that's the philosophy that Ben McCollum has. And, you know, as much as people don't want to admit it, that's his philosophy is that if you don't play defense, you're not playing, right? And that's what it should be, right? Because for so many years, Iowa basketball hasn't been playing defense. They don't play defense. They don't, you know, do all that stuff. And I think it's really cool that, you know, it was cool that Iowa had defense. And yeah, man, it's just really cool to see, you know, how far Iowa's come. And shout out Beth Getz, man, good athletic director for sure. What are your thoughts on Beth Getz? Do you like her?
Who's that?
Iowa's athletic director.
Oh, I don't
good know. AD. I mean, really good AD. I mean,
they have good athletics.
Kaelin Clark helped that, but Yeah. What are your thoughts? Oh, did you see? Speaking of that, did you see Lucy Bluters on the TV now?
Yeah.
What are you,
wasn't she announcing like the Drake game?
She was good. She did a good job for sure. And yeah. So yeah, man.
I thought she should be the Indiana Fever coach.
Stephanie White's good though.
Yeah.
But I don't think her and Caitlin get along that well. You know what I mean? You know who I think the perfect coach for Caitlin Clark would be? Sandy Brondello.
Who does she coach?
The former New York Liberty coach.
Oh.
I just think her and Caitlin would fit well together, and I just think that, you know, they would you know, fit well together, and yeah, man. So yeah, I just think that you know, they have a great chemistry, and yeah, man. So what are your favorite Marvel movies, real quick?
Black Panther. I'll give you top 10.
All right, top 10.
I got to look them up. I don't know them.
That's all good. That's all good.
Black Panther. Yeah. That's the best ever.
Which
Black
one? Panther. First or second?
The first. The second
you
one.
You like Chadwick Boseman?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. They're not in particular order. Just Black Panther.
Yeah.
And then there's Endgame, obviously.
Yep.
The Deadpool movie.
Which one, the first or the second?
The first.
Okay.
I said top 10.
Yep.
It's low-key hard. Like Black Panther.
Yep.
Endgame.
Yep.
Spider-Man across. It was like, no, it was the Miles Morales one. Across the Spider-Verse.
I haven't seen that one.
That one was really good.
Is it really?
Across the Spider-Verse. Deadpool.
What about like Endgame or?
That's what I said.
What about Age of Ultron?
I didn't like that one too much.
What about Civil War?
Infinity War is up there. Civil War is all right.
Is that, wait? So what's the order? It doesn't 70. Isn't it? So the ones, it's Captain America: The First Avenger, and yeah, then it's The Avengers, the first movie, mm-hmm, and then it's the one. Which one's the one? Winter Soldier. You like that one?
That one was okay.
And then it goes Winter Soldier, and then isn't Civil War before?
Yeah, chronologically, it's like, so it's, what did you say first?
Captain America?
Yeah. No,
isn't it Iron Man?
It's Iron Man, and then, like, chronologically, how they have it here. Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, the first Avengers, and then Iron Man 3, The Dark World, Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok's good too. Have you watched that? That's like top three.
No, what happens in Age of Ultron? Oh yeah, Ultron comes back.
Ragnarok, it's like his.
Isn't that where he gets his haircut?
I think.
Like his hair is shorter.
And then like his sister comes.
Thor has a sister? Dang, Odin had a kid with somebody else? Dang, Odin. Okay. Yeah. Dang.
And then Black Panther, Infinity War, Ant-Man, Captain Marvel.
There's more movies after Endgame, though, too. There's
Far
like a lot.
Home. And then it's just like all the...
Which one?
After Iron Man died, it's not the same.
Which one's the one where Doc Ock and Green Goblin come back?
That's the Spider-Man...
And like Toby comes back, yeah, and Peter...
I think it's Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, because I saw that in theaters with my cousins, yeah, and it was pretty good.
That was
I liked
pretty
it.
Good.
Yeah, I saw it. It was pretty good. Because you know the scene where... Like he like shoots at his hand and he says, that's like the Green Goblin says, we don't need to be fixed. I remember watching that scene in theater. I was like, oh my God, like Green Goblin is bad now. Like, so what are your thoughts on Green Goblin? Like, do you think like when he puts on the mask that he's bad, or like, do you think he's like bad before that? Like, what do you think like is like your theory behind that?
It's just the mask. It talks to him.
Like, do you think that he like, he forces himself to put it on, or like, what do you think that
just,
like?
It forces him to like. I think it's just like a. It's not him for real.
But then, how come in the Spider-Verse he acts weird? Or no, how come in No Way Home he acts weird without his mask on?
He's just I don't know.
Because have you seen the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire?
Mm-hmm.
So, remember when he didn't have his mask on? He was like acting on like. Normal and stuff like that, but yeah. Who's your favorite villain out of all the Spider-Man movies? Green Goblin gotta be. Willem Dafoe's a good actor. I like him. He's got.
I like Sandman.
Thomas Hayden Church. Yeah, yeah. Which one's your favorite movie for the Toby? First, second, or third? The The third one is pretty good, but Sandman.
I like the first one.
Uncle Ben. Bro, do you think Spider-Man killed his Uncle Ben, or do you think, like, because remember he let that guy, like, go through the door and said, he said, I missed the part where that's my problem, and he didn't let him go back, and that guy actually ended up shooting his uncle, and then, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, do you think that was his problem, or do you think that was the guy's problem, or what are your thoughts on that? Like, what do you...
I think it was just, like, meant to happen, but he let it happen.
But he didn't know that it was going to happen. Though.
Like, he didn't know it was going to happen, but, like, I think it was just meant to happen.
What do you mean, meant to happen?
Like, it was meant to happen. Like, it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing could stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if, like, it was going to happen at some point.
How come in the third movie, they don't find out that that same man killed his uncle until, like, the third movie? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. And then he's like, no, I have no intention of showing out. There's a killer out there. My uncle's still out there. Like, it's just, yeah, man, it's really cool. I think. Do you see they're coming out with another one? Doomsday?
Yeah, Doomsday. They brought back
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. I think is in it. Did you see the selection? Like when they when they made it for him, like when he was, everybody was just cheering that he's even the bad guy, and Iron Man is a bad guy, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, man, that's all I got. You got anything else?
That's it.
Hey, man, watch the Iowa High School State Championship games tonight. Go Liberty. Yeah, man, and so. Like we said, we got some good stories here. If you guys want to check that out, go to campuschroniclenews.com.
Check out the newspaper when it comes out, too.
Check out the newspaper. We got some good stuff. Cordella, you know, we like Cordella. She's a good writer. Got some good stuff. JJP's got some good stuff. And
check out Ben on the back page.
Yep, me on the back page. If you guys want to find your sports, go all the way back to page 20 to find me on there. And go to Instagram, TikTok, and X at DMAC Chronicle. Find us on iTunes or Spotify at the Campus Chronicle Podcast. If you want to join... You're welcome to join anytime you want. Anytime you want to.
Building 5.
Come to Building 5, man. Anytime you want to join, just come in and join us. And if you want to join, find us in Building 5, room 136. So right when you walk into Building 5, there'll be a room that says the Campus Chronicle on it. That's the place, man. And if you want to join us, man, anytime. How do you do this thing?
You gotta log back in. DMAC.
DMAC.
And then you got to, yeah.
Green?
But you got to click the button first to end it. See you in the next podcast.
See you in the next podcast.
Yeah.
Which one, green?
No, the red one.